If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
All right, so let's get this Wintrust business lunch rolling today. Our first guest we're going to talk to, you may know him because I think everybody knows him. His name is Ron Onesti, president of Onesti Entertainment. How are you, Ron?
It's so good to talk to you, Wendy. You're the number one rock star in our town. Nobody loves music the way you do.
Well, that's what I want to talk about with this being the Wintrust business lunch. How did you even get into this business? Because it seems like you have your finger on the pulse of what everybody wants to see at these wonderful venues.
Well, you know, I mean, I'd like to say I'm a complete genius with this stuff, but the reality is that I'm a fan, and this is stuff that I like and I really love. And it just so happens that I was born at a time that the stuff that I like from the 70s, 80s, a little bit of 60s, a little bit of 90s is really what the job. I mean, you got 12-year-olds that love this stuff. You got 90-year-olds that love this stuff. So it's been an exciting ride, and especially with the growth of the Arcata and the Des Plaines Theater.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. The Arcata Theater just was renovated, and the Des Plaines Theater, I was just there to see Rick Nielsen and the Nielsen Trust and the Vaughn Building opening up for them. That place is beautiful. You have done such a wonderful job reigniting these places.
Well, yeah, they were both condemned properties. The Des Plaines Theater was a complete, I mean, unbelievable disaster. They were going to knock it down. And, at the advent of the COVID, actually in that respect, the timing was good. So it was something that, we took advantage of.
It's so good. All right, and let's talk about food. You and I joke frequently about our meatball recipes. I've had your meatballs. They're pretty good, Ron. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
But you have mastered not only great rock and roll as well as other types of music, but you've also mastered some pretty wonderful food at your establishments.
Well, you know what? That just comes from cooking, on Sundays with my folks, and just stuff that I grew up with, and really appreciated the flavors of things. And it's amazing how so many of these places that we go to these days, for some reason, there's a problem with quality, because quality is definitely around, but flavor, true taste has become a little bit of something that I've been struggling to find when I go out. So when you come to our places, you'll definitely find flavor. Because flavor is it's a common denominator between food and music, really.
One of the best times I've had at your establishments have been around Christmas time, when Ronnie Spector used to bring her Christmas show, and the late great Ronnie Spector. Those were just so touching and beautiful. I don't know how you can top that, but what do you have coming up for the holidays for us?
Well, there's so many things happening, and I mean, this weekend coming up, we've got the great Cornerstones of Rock. We have the Buckinghams, the Ides of March, the New Colony Six, the Crying Shames, those garage rock bands all coming together doing all their hits. That's this Saturday. And then, on Sunday, Frankie Avalon, guy is still doing it. And that's the thing, I'm really proud of the variety that we have, because we go from that to, the next weekend after that, we've got, after the holidays, I'm sure after Thanksgiving, we've got Lou Grant, a Foreigner, doing all the hits, both in Des Plaines and St. Charles. It's just, it's a tremendous variety, as I said before. There is definitely something for everybody, either at the Arcata or Des Plaines.
And Ron, I have to hand it to you, because you really have found your place at Osho's, because there aren't a lot of venues that have these particular people.
Oh, that's right. They really don't. And it's something that, again, we're proud of, because it's based on relationships. I've been doing it, like you said, for a long time, almost 40 years now. So, having these relationships, and for example, last night, we had Kenny G at the Arcata, one of the best shows you would ever, ever see. He'll be back again next Christmas, and you definitely got to check it out. But, we were talking, and he goes, I had the opportunity to play another place. When they said it was between you and the Arcata, this is home. And that's what we try to do. We try to bring the food to them as well. You know, we have meet and greets. Rick Springfield calls me the king of the eat and greets. So we feed them. So they love it here. So again, you know, we've made a situation where, you know, they take us where they're on the road all the time and they're getting various degrees of food and experiences and homeliness, and we make them feel like home. And that's why they keep coming back year after year.
And I'm going to embarrass you, but I'm going to tell you this. What is so special about you, Ron, is very frequently on Facebook during the holidays, you put a little message out there saying, you know, if there's a show you'd really like to see and you don't have have the money for the tickets, hit me up and let me see what I can do. That is really all about you. You give so much.
Well, that's very kind of you. And you know what? Because I get those stories. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's really not about the money, especially as we get older, you know, and I get these, you know, sometimes we take it for granted. You know, we do about 500 shows a year, literally. So with the best of the best. And, you know, but for some people, just going to one show, you know, every 2-3 years is like a big deal. And these days when the economy is rough and people are you know, struggling to make ends meet, but they really, really want to see a show, or there's somebody coming in and their spouse loves that person, but they don't have the money for it. You know, let's just make it a wonderful holiday for people, no matter what. So if anybody out there has got somebody, a hero or somebody, they said, you know, it can't afford it, whatever it is, let me know. We'll make it a great Christmas for them.
You're the best. Ron Onesti, president of Onesti Entertainment. Find out who is playing where at oshows.com. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you, my dear. All the best. Great talking to you.
It is the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Wendy Snyder in for John Williams. He's back tomorrow. And let's check in with our CNET friend, senior writer Bree Fowler. Hi, Bree.
Hey, great to be with you.
Thanks for being with us. All right. CNET.com is the place to go. Where do you want to start today, Bree?
Well, let's start with Google. Google is apparently too big in the view of current U.S. regulators, and they want a federal judge to break it up.
Okay. Does that seem fair? I mean,
it depends who you talk to.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, the judge ruled in the case that, yeah, Google is too big and has an unfair advantage over other companies and therefore is, you know, hurting the competition and hurting consumers. So that was already ruled. Now, the question is, what do you do about it? And the Department of Justice wants Google to, for one, sell off its Chrome browser, you know, putting that to a different company and, you know, making it not such a dominant monopoly in the tech industry.
You know, I have mixed emotions on this because really, Google's the only thing I know. Like, we all use it. We use it as a verb, like, hey, Google this instead of look this up on the internet. But I mean, who is the competition?
Well, I mean, you have different browsers out there, different search engines that people can use.
Is Ask Jeeves still around?
No. I mean, there are other it's more about the browser than the search engine, so to speak. So you have Safari and you have, you know, all these
Firefox,
you know, DuckDuckGo, stuff like that, Firefox. So there are other things out there, but, you know, people use Chrome for pretty much everything. But you have to remember that Google is a lot more than just that. I mean, it's Android. It's the operating system on every phone that is not an iPhone, basically.
Oh.
And that's globally. Globally, Android is much bigger than Apple when it comes to operating systems. So that is also huge.
You know, I find that strange because whenever you're in a group text and somebody has that green bubble, they're usually shamed. So there's only one or two. I can't believe more people have Android.
There's always at least one person. And yeah, instead of little emojis popping up, it'll say so-and-so likes something or likes something. And yeah, it gets super annoying. Move to WhatsApp. That's my solution to all of that.
WhatsApp. All right. Our producer filling in today is Colin, and he has a question for you.
Hi.
Sure.
So similar to the Microsoft breakup in the 90s and early 2000s, is this the first step of a long step of breaking up companies, or is this strictly because Google has such a large span? Like, would they be going after Amazon next, or is it strictly Google for now?
Well, it really remains to be seen because you know, the DOJ and regulators, they're kind of at the whim of whoever's president. And we're going to have a new president in January.
And we are? Someone,
you know, and someone also breaking news is a little bit different than Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have a different focus. Trump has said that he's not as into regulation as Democratic administrations have been. So, you know, they may not really follow through with a lot of this stuff. That said, you know, this has already been ruled on. It is up to the judge, and the judge will make a decision hopefully sometime, you know, next year, and issue a decision before Labor Day on what he thinks that Google should have to do.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. What's going on with Comcast?
Yeah, Comcast is breaking up on its own. It is spinning off into a new company, some of its cable TV networks, things like USA, Oxygen, E, Sci-Fi, the Golf Channel, and bigger things like CNBC and MSNBC. And, you know, analysts are saying that this is kind of a reaction to the continued unplugging and moving away from cable that a lot of people and an increasing number of people are doing these days.
All right. Well, that's interesting. And what's going on with NVIDIA?
Well, as you might have guessed, they made a boatload of money last quarter.
Yeah.
they just keep going and going. Honestly, they're, you know, they almost doubled their revenue from the same quarter a year ago. Profit is way up, but they're kind of largely in line with what analysts had expected. You know, when a company does this well and makes this much money, analysts expect a lot. So, they were in line with expectations, but they did not blow them away. So, you know, they made so much money off of AI and the growth of AI because that's what its chips are used for. And it'll be interesting to see if they can keep that growth going.
All right. And Thanksgiving, we are 1 week away. What's your favorite side dish?
Oh, that is tough. I got to say mashed potatoes and gravy on my end of things. I'm in charge of cooking, so it's kind of all up to me this year.
Oh, is this your first one you're having people over?
No, we don't have any family in the state, so we kind of tend to do the either Friendsgiving thing with people, or I just kind of cook a small thing for the husband and kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody has their favorites, and, you know, no matter how many people come over or don't come over, it's a ton of work.
It totally is. I have 13 people coming again this year.
Wow.
And I'm switching my stuffing because I found online as I was looking, Bon Appetit says I've been using a Pepperidge Farm one, but they said the one that's voted number one is the savory herbs stovetop stuffing. So I actually bought four boxes this year. It better be good or no one's coming next year.
I got to say, I'm not much of a stuffing person, but, you know, we always have to have it on the table.
Exactly.
Just because of tradition.
Like green bean casserole. I don't like it, but it has to be there.
I just do sauteed green beans and garlic, and weirdly, my 9-year-old son just eats it.
Ooh.
Like that, he demands his green beans. He hates vegetables, but apparently that is an exception.
Excellent. Well, happy Thanksgiving, and thank you so much, Bree. We appreciate talking to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi there. Wendy Snyder in for John Williams on this very, very snowy day during the Wintrust business lunch. And I'm disappointed because Ray Kaplan is on the phone, but you were supposed to come in the studio. It's so bad out there.
I know. I looked out the window and I just knew this was not the day.
No, absolutely not. All right. Today's Your Hometown features River Grove, and I went to Triton College in River Grove, and thank God I did not have any student loan debt because so many students come out with a lovely degree and a huge amount that they need to pay back. What do we need to talk about today? Where do you want to begin in student loan?
Okay, well, so I think the big issue today is what impact is the Trump presidency and the election of President Trump going to have on student loans? Because I see a lot of fear-mongering out there, and I see a lot of clickbait. And it's really making people nervous. We're getting a lot of calls into our office about how is this going to impact my student loans? If I already got my loans forgiven, is Trump going to reverse all of this? And I can tell you, from what I understand in terms of what President-elect Trump is talking about when he talks about eliminating the Department of Education, right? So that's really the big headline. Trump wants to eliminate the Department of Education. He does not want to eliminate, nor has he ever really talked about eliminating federal student loans. And it would be incredibly politically unpopular, and it would create mass chaos. So I'm not at all worried that there are not going to be federal student loans for people to take out or parents to take out going forward. So I don't want people to worry about that. What the Trump administration apparently is focused on is eliminating the part of the Department of Ed that kind of mandates curriculum for the states in order for the states to get money for their public schools. So he wants apparently education to be more localized and not so much coming from the federal government in terms of mandating what needs to be taught at a local level. So that's really what they're discussing. In terms of loan forgiveness, all of the sections of the statute that have to do with loan forgiveness are statutory, meaning they were passed by Congresses, Senate, different presidents, including George W. Bush. And it would take 60 votes in the Senate to overcome a filibuster if they did even try to change those laws. And the Republicans don't have 60 votes in the Senate. They only have 53. So I want people not to worry about any massive changes to the federal student loan program. They can tinker around the edges. They may move the loans maybe from being serviced at the Department of Ed and maybe move it to the Department of the Treasury. But federal student loans are not going anywhere. They may tweak the programs. They may tweak the payment plans or forgiveness options. But in general, these are all laws built into the statute that you're either eligible for or you're not. And for the most part, most people with federal student loans are eligible for one of these payment plans, and very often loan forgiveness. So that I would say that would be the biggest thing I wanted to address today, because there's a lot of anxiety out there.
And of course, because, you know, change is frightening because we don't know what's going to happen. But that's good mm-hmm. to hear you say that big changes aren't really going to happen involving student loan debt.
No, especially too, if you already are pursuing, if you already have federal student loans, you're already kind of on your way towards loan forgiveness, even if everybody did go crazy and change the law, it would only apply to future borrowers. But again, even that is so far-fetched, nobody's even discussing it. The only thing they're talking about is mandating less control from Washington in terms of local and state, you know, schools and things like that. So I don't want anybody to worry that, oh my gosh, we're not going to be able to get loans, or we're not going to be able to get forgiveness. That really is not even on the table.
And here's the thing, it's like there are a lot of people listening right now who don't even know that they can get loan forgiveness. There are other people on the other side of the coin out there, Ray, that are angry, saying, we've paid everything off. Why should other people get a freebie? You know what? If you're out there and you have student loan debt, Ray Kaplan is the person to contact, because there are things we just don't know.
Yeah, Wendy, thank you. And there's so much available out there, ways to lower your monthly payments and shorten the amount of payments that you have to make. We recently had a doctor who had been paying on her loans for 20 years, but because the interest continues to grow, so the loan continues to grow, she was able to have her $400,000 loan balance completely forgiven. And that's under a provision of the statute that was signed into law by President Bush back in 2007, and that's for healthcare workers. So if people work for the healthcare industry, they are very likely eligible to have their loans completely forgiven. And it's huge. It makes a big difference in your life, because that, you know, $1,000 payment or $500 monthly payment, if it can be eliminated and there are no tax consequences, it really is a fantastic program. What we do is we help people get access to the laws that are already on the books that apply to them.
You know what your next project should be? Trying to get all these colleges and universities to lower their tuition, because that's why everybody's in this boat.
Absolutely. So that really does need to happen. And the other thing is that a lot of these schools, colleges, universities, they have billion-dollar endowments. That's with a B. And they have so much money, and nobody ever asks them for any of it, but they are willing to give it to students who can demonstrate the need. So we also help with that and applying for scholarships and just doing a lot of planning before college, I think, is so key for parents and families with kids getting ready to go to college, because we help them take out the right type of loan and know exactly what that payment will be, so that it's not a panic situation, you know, where you're just reacting or making a big financial mistake. You know, we want to avoid those mistakes.
Yes. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Give your website for people, or phone number, whatever info you'd like to give out.
Oh, sure. So financialrelief.com or raykaplan.com, or just give us a call, 312-294-8989.
All right. Hold your thoughts. We will continue with Ray Kaplan. But right now, here's Steve Grzanich with the Wintrust Business Minute.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. The Gotteson Grocer is moving its Gold Coast location to a larger space, and Cranes reports the market will have more food options. The new location is 845 North State and is expected to be open in mid-January. The Gotteson Grocer's current location is 1127 North State and will close at the end of December. The new location will include an all-day cafe, and the owner says the new space is bigger and brighter, allowing a significant expansion of offerings. It'll have a full kitchen and wood fire oven. The Gotteson Grocer also has locations in Bucktown, Fulton Market, and at O'Hare Airport. There's a report that McDonald's is about to launch a new value meal lineup in the U.S. Bloomberg reports the new lineup will include a buy one item, get another for $1 feature. McDonald's will also extend the $5 meal bundle, which has been effective in pulling in budget-conscious customers. It's unclear when the new features will debut, but the value meal will be extended until at least mid-2025. Chicago-based McDonald's declined to comment on the report. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
All right. Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Williams today. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch. John is back tomorrow, and we're in the midst of talking to Ray Kaplan about what's going on in the world of student debt. And all right, Ray, should I can't say the word borrower. I really can't. I never can. Or Arnold Palmer. Ooh, I just did that. So people have gone into forbearance, which, if you're just listening and people don't know what forbearance is, could you explain that? And should people stay in forbearance, or should you do some other switching around?
Something else, yeah. So about 8 million borrowers were placed into forbearance, and this is because the Biden administration introduced a bunch of new regulations under this program called the SAVE plan. And it had a really great payment plan also attached to it. And now that payment plan is being challenged in the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. And there was an injunction issued by the court that directed the servicers and the Department of Ed to not process these SAVE payment plan applications. So about 8 million people were placed into forbearance and are just kind of frozen. Forbearance just means that no payments are due. And under this SAVE forbearance, there's no interest also accruing on the loan. So it's just like your loans are frozen, no payments are due. Interest normally does accrue when you request forbearance on your loans. So pretty much everyone with federal loans gets 36 months of forbearance that you can request a year at a time. So if it's, you know, if money's really tight and you just can't make the payment, you can request some forbearance time, so it'll keep you in good standing but not having to make any payments.
Right, like, and don't just stop paying it. Reach out to your borrower and say, hey, I'm strapped right now. Can we put this on hold? Tell me about forbearance options.
Yes, and we can help with that too, because the wait times are very, very long when contacting your servicer. We have been on hold sometimes with servicers for 2-3 hours, and then they drop the call.
Oh, God, that is so irritating.
It's so irritating. But so a lot of people should stay in the SAVE plan with the forbearance applying, but not if you are pursuing PSLF, which is Public Service Loan Forgiveness. That's the one where if you're a teacher at a public school, a firefighter, police officer, doctors, nurses, you shouldn't, for the most part, stay unsafe. If you're not sure what to do, I would probably recommend switching into an income-based repayment plan. It'll be a little bit higher than what you're probably used to, because a lot of people haven't had to recertify their income since 2019, before the pandemic. And so a lot of people's incomes are much higher than it was, you know, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the payment might be higher than you're used to, but at least those payments are counting towards that number you need to get your loan balance forgiven. So it's kind of it's a financial analysis that we do. And there are a lot of things you can also do to keep your payment on the lower side. And that might include filing your taxes separately if you're married. It also might include making bigger 401k contributions. That also lowers your adjusted gross income. So there are ways to get your adjusted gross income down so that then your student loan payment will also go way down.
That's why you need attorney Ray Kaplan to help you with all this, because I'm telling you, sometimes you just have no idea what to do. So if parents are out there now, they have a kid who's going to be starting college next year, should parents take out loans? Should we suggest, hey, go get your associate's degree at a junior college, a community college? What should parents do? Because this is way too much.
Yeah, it is a lot, and it can really be intimidating to kind of navigate the process. We do a lot of pre-college planning. It's one of my favorite things to do because I often see a family come in that you can tell are just so stressed out because one kid got into Northwestern, the other kid got into a great school too, but the family's thinking we can only afford to send one of you guys, maybe none of you, and there's a lot of tension. And by the time they leave the office, they feel so much better because we can give them a plan and strategy, make sure they take out the right type of loans. Very often, you won't even have to make payments until your kid graduates, and then we can base the payment on your income. So there are great options, but we want to make sure that you take out the right type of loan. That is really key because there's all kinds of different loans out there, and they are not all the same. So that's really the difference.
630 has a question for Ray Kaplan. Do the programs you mentioned to forgive loans for those in the healthcare industry include people involved in administration, or is it only for doctors, nurses, and other clinicians?
That's a great question. And the answer is yes. It applies even if you work, let's say, as part of the maintenance staff at one of these hospitals. As long as it says on your pay stub that you are employed by, let's say, Northwestern Hospital or Advocate Lutheran General, that counts towards public service loan forgiveness. And a lot of people think that public parent-plus loans don't get public service loan forgiveness. That is not true. Parent-plus loans are eligible for public service loan forgiveness. And right now, we can get you credit retroactively for previous year's employment to get you much, much closer to forgiveness and then shorten that loan term and lower that monthly payment for you and get those loans forgiven. So right now is a really good time to act and to make sure that we can get you as much credit under your belt to get you as close as possible to forgiveness or get those loans forgiven.
All right, 630, I hope you were listening for your answer. Get in touch with Ray Kaplan. She can help you. You can go to financialrelief.com, or how else can people reach you, Ray?
RayKaplan.com or 312-294-8989. Give us a call. We've got a great blog and a newsletter, and we try to send out updates as much as possible to keep everybody informed.
And I love asking you this question. How much money have you saved people so far this year or since you started doing this?
$22 million in loans saved and forgiven.
Oh, my God. You kill me. All right. I hope
our little office.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Ray. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Wendy. You too.